Insight with Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Okay, I think now we are actually on the air. We had some connection problems again. Not sure exactly what happened there, but our microphone was muted. Our whole soundboard was muted, but we are on the air now. I'm very sorry that you missed our beautiful introduction that said Jack Stogler would be here, because he won't be here. He's off doing some business, and he'll be back next week. And we are joined by our guest tonight, Tony Stahl, our middle school principal. And how are you tonight, Tony?
Good, very good. Thank you for having me.
Yep, and of course, Rocker is here.
Hey, everybody.
So, sorry about our problem. We lost about 5 minutes of it there, so, but we'll be okay. So, let's just give us a quick overview of your life, your biography. What are you?
Sure.
Family, that kind of thing.
Yep, that's no problem. Like you said, my name is Tony Stahl. I'm the middle school principal here. Currently, halfway, a little over halfway, actually, through my fourth year at Fort Recovery Middle School. I do have a wife and one kid. My wife is Amber Stahl, originally from St. Henry. And then I just had a baby in August, Beckett Richard Stahl. So he is turned 5 months January 2nd. Man. So he's just a little guy running around, right? Not even running around, hardly sitting up right now. But
that's great.
Yeah. So that's just a little bit about me and my family. So,
yep. Okay. Let's just take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we'll talk with Tony Stahl about some of the things going on at the middle school and things that we want to talk about. But before we do his, we will get with Rocker and do his top 10 and some of that stuff, and we'll get back to Tony a little bit. And we'll also have some music trivia, a little contest between Mr. Stahl and Mr. Rocker. See who can name the tunes. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless, and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
That's the WOW tickets for the Blue Jacket. There's still a few of those Blue Jacket tickets left. Top prize, $75,000. There's Dodge Charger Hemi that you can get in that set of drawings, all kinds of stuff. So you can go to their website and get tickets if you want. So those are still available. So, Rocker, let's get into whatever you're into.
You can do your...
What's going on, or your top 10, or whatever, wherever you want to go from here.
We'll start off a little on this day.
Okay.
I wasn't around for the speech, by the way.
Oh, okay.
1790, George Washington delivers his first State of the Union. I think it was the first State of the Union.
Yep.
I'm guessing the crowd was a little...
Yeah.
Weaky.
Actually, I think back in those days, he just sent a letter to Congress. Maybe not, but... About the State of the Union, but
yeah, I didn't read too much into that one.
I don't think TV covered that one.
No, a little behind the time on that one. 1935. This one's a little more personal to me. The King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. A little more prevalent.
So, how old would he be?
85.
So Elvis's birthday today.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, January 9th. That is right.
8th.
Oh, yeah, yep. I know somewhere in there. I keep getting...
1935, you say he's born?
Yeah.
Right, because didn't he fight in World War II? Was he a...
He did some time in Korea.
Korea. He went in the service.
Okay, I was just doing the math on that.
Yeah.
He'd been 10 in World War II, and that would have been good.
Well, the Germans probably had some 10-year-olds fighting.
Let's see, Kyle. 1993. This one's a little... Tony might like this one. Michael Jordan, game high 35 points, leads the Bulls over the Bucks, which gave him, at that point, 20,000 points career-wise.
That's pretty good.
20,000. Is he still, he's not number one, though, is
no,
he?
No. He's Kareem's still on
still
top.
Up there. What kind of number is that?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know, but I think it's up there pretty good.
Okay.
But.
And now.
Oh, okay.
I hope our WOW people are listening.
Oh, this is your WOW suggestions?
Top 10 prize ideas for WOW. Most of these are pretty good, so.
Yeah.
Some are, just for joke. Number 10, tickets to the Memorial Golf Tournament. We have a few people jumping on that one.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people like that.
That's a good one.
Number 9, a meat smoker.
Yeah. Yep, so electric
I'm a charcoal guy myself.
Electric, mainly.
Okay.
I always had trouble controlling the temperature on charcoal, so I grudgingly went to gas.
Yeah.
And my next one is now going to be a wood pellet. I just got
the Traeger kind of thing.
Yeah. I just got an email today from the hardware store that said, I went out there and talked to them the other day about what they had, because I don't need a big one like they have real big ones out there. They got a smaller one in, so I'm going to go out and take a look at that in the next few days or something and see if that's a little more like what I'd need. So, yep, meat smoker.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Number 8, free movie night at the Starlight.
At the Starlight? Free movie night? That's $7. And you have to provide your own car.
Not to mention popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe throw in like a concession package.
Yeah. Throw in a big concession package for a package for a whole bus full of people to go.
Okie dokie.
There you go.
Number 7, this one's for Brian Hartnagel, if he's out there listening. Tickets to see Jimmy Buffett.
I like Jimmy Buffett.
He's usually around here somewhere.
Yep. Well, Cincinnati Riverbend, I think he goes down there almost every year.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, this one's for me, just for the purpose. Wurlitzer jukebox. One of the old-style jukeboxes.
Yep. So you're going to... Are they providing the 45 records, too?
Oh,
I don't know. Did they Musical CDs anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I like the old. I didn't know Wurlitzer made a CD jukebox.
But oh, I'm sure they've got to kind of keep up with the times.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were even still in business.
Well, I'm sure they've got a few out there.
Okay.
Number five, this is for the kiddies out there. Tour of the Columbus Zoo.
Yep, that's good for all families.
Yep, that's a good one.
Not just kids. Now they need to throw in there that you also get to meet the director of the Columbus Zoo.
Jack Hanna.
Yep, that'd be big time.
Number four. This one might be a little more doable. Free pizzas for a year at Pizza Hut.
I don't want a Pizza Hut pizza. I want either Toby's or America Lane's.
Well, I didn't figure they'd float for that.
Well, so is that like a one pizza a week for a year or pizza every day for a year? What kind of?
Do like Papa John Schnatter's doing 50 pizzas in 30 days.
Yeah, that's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza. I don't think I could eat 50 pizzas, but I think I could eat pizza every day.
I could definitely eat pizza every day.
Yeah. Pizza or ham or spaghetti.
How about this one?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Number three.
Oh, okay.
Not much for you, but family trip to Disney World.
That one will cost.
So when Becca gets about that'd be six good. Or seven.
Yep, I'd need a couple years. I'd be all over that one.
Yep, that'd be a good one.
Another one that most people will be on it. Number two, tickets to the national championship game next year, of course.
National championship.
Providing the Buckeyes are in it.
Ohio State's going to get there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And number one, weekend golf package at the Top Golf.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's pretty. I've been down there pretty recently. That's pretty fun down there.
Yep.
I just figured a package like that, you know, one person's $80. You get about four people. That's a chunk of change.
That's almost a day's pay.
Pretty much.
You can rack it up pretty quick down there, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
Yep.
I'll hand it back over to Neil.
All righty. Well, anything else you want? You got anything else you want to talk about? We want to go to our trivia.
Sure.
Go to our trivia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play about 20 to 30 seconds of popular songs. Most of them are around 2005 to 2015, somewhere in that range.
Okay. So pretty recent stuff here.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Write down the song and the artist, correct?
Yes.
Understand the rules?
It'll be correct if you get one or the other.
That's going to be fun.
But our tiebreaker will be if you have both.
Okay.
Now, this first one, we're going to need, it doesn't have to be spelled correctly or anything, but there's some of the lyrics make it sound like the title might be something else, but it isn't.
Starting off with a hard one here, huh?
Well, it's a song everybody knows, but a lot of people might not necessarily know the real title to it. So,
okay.
So we're going to play that one, and we'll see. Who has what? Just write down what you think it is. I said 20 to 30.
I need a good sample of that one. I was struggling.
Yep. And here's one. I'm pretty sure Rocker will have this one, but we'll see how it goes. So, second one. You want the title or the artist? Both is good because it's a tiebreaker. Alrighty, and the next one is a country song, probably a little bit of a novelty type song, but a country song.
pretty good over here, Rocker.
All right. You might be going down again, Rocker.
I don't know, man.
Music's your thing, Rocker. Okay. The next one is one definitely need close to the correct title. It's something that everybody plays at basketball games and all kinds of things. So see what you can do on this. Name of the song and name of the artist. The next one is the one that I was going to have. The song that played right before we came on the air was John Legend, All of Me. That's one I was going to do, but I did this one instead around the same time. Name of the song and name of the artist if you can do both. Okay. So,
oh man.
Rocker, how do you think you did?
I'm feeling good.
Tony?
Yeah, I'm not hateful. Not hateful.
All right.
I'm not super confident, but.
All right. Do you think you got the titles and artists for all of them? Or?
No, definitely not that. Definitely not that.
Rocker, did you get something written down for titles and artists?
Yes, I'm good.
Well, okay.
All right.
So this could be good. Our first one, we'll just play a little, quick little thing of this. What did you put down?
Viva La Vida.
Yep. And did you put down the artist?
Coldplay.
Okay. Tony?
I just got Coldplay.
Okay.
Viva La something. I couldn't quite remember. What is it? Viva La Vida?
Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida. What does that mean? That's a...
No clue.
Life.
Live life or something like that?
I believe it's...
All right.
I think that's what
Viva
it is.
Viva La Vida?
Vida.
Viva La Vida. Yeah. I didn't get that one. Tongue twister.
Okay. Well, you got...
Coldplay.
Both of you got a Coldplay. So that's 1 point each. Rocker, you got the tiebreaker if we go there. Here's the second one. Now, the artist for Rocker is a gimme. That's one of his artists.
My future ex-wife.
Okay. You a Swiftie, Rocker?
So what'd you have?
Shake It Off.
By?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Shake It Off, Taylor Swift. I had the same thing. I got that
all
one.
Right.
So.
That's good. That's good. So, number three. Oops, didn't play. Here we go. Country song. What'd you have, Rucker?
Drunk on a Plane.
And artist?
I struggled with this at first, and I... Luke Bryan?
Nope.
I put Dierks Bentley.
Yep.
Dierks Bentley. All right. There we go.
Did you have the title also?
Drunk on a Plane.
There's a tiebreaker, so...
Oh, man.
I think everybody has...
The next one.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, this one's a song everybody knows.
Exactly.
Almost nobody... I shouldn't say almost not. Lots and lots of people can't tell you the actual name of the song. So here we go. What'd you have?
Seven Nation Army, White Stripes.
Yep.
I had the White Stripes. I did not know the name. Seven Nation Army, that's the name of the song?
Yeah. Yep. It does say it somewhere in there, but it's kind of hidden in the lyrics.
Yeah.
No. So Rocker's a little ahead on the tiebreaker. All right. So far, nobody's missed any. They've got either the name of the artist or the name of the song.
I was going to put Zombie Nation for that one. Is that a band? Am I making Zombie Nation?
No.
That's not a band I made.
Zombie's a song, but it's not a...
No, Zombie Nation. All right. Made up there.
Yep. So here's our last one. Rocker, what'd you have?
Well, the title's in the song, but yep. It's Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Yep. Tony?
I just had Happy. I had Happy down.
That was good. You got all of them right. But yeah. Rocker had two tiebreakers
on me.
So Rocker is more or less undefeated. More or less. Except for Christmas songs. Yeah. Got him on a couple of those.
Unless it's Bing Crosby or Frank Sinatra, I'm done.
Well, but I gave you an Elvis Presley.
So you're more of an old Christmas song guy.
What was the next line, and he didn't have the next line. So, hey, Bubba, how you doing?
Hello, boys.
Want to sit down and help us?
You're good.
We're going to take a break here now, and we'll be back in just a little bit, and we'll continue our talk with middle school principal Tony Stahl.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to Delphus to take on the Lady Blue Jays in an MAC match. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you that game live. On Friday, the boys will host the Blue Jays, and Fort Recovery Radio will again bring you the varsity game live. On Saturday, the girls will head north again for another tough non-league matchup, this time at Ottawa Glandorf, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting the varsity game live. On Saturday night, the boys will host Wapakoneta, and Fort Recovery Radio again will broadcast the varsity game. Two girls' games and two boys' games this weekend. Get out to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with Delphus St. John's and Saturday's home boys basketball game with Wapakoneta will be sold tomorrow in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., then from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. until 3 p.m. Pre-sale ticket prices are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7 for both adults and students.
And we're back here with trivia expert, but not quite winner over Rocker in our thing. He got every one correct, but Rocker had a couple of tiebreakers that beat him. So
got to settle for second.
Rocker's still the king. Tony Stahl, our middle school principal. So I guess tell us a little about what you've done as far as education in your career.
Yep. Yeah, that's no problem. I taught out actually teaching in Indianapolis. I taught there for 1 year at Emmerich Manual High School there for 1 year. And then I got another job from there back at St. Henry High School teaching and coaching there. And then I got the, and that was about 3 or 4 years there. Then I got the Fort Recovery Middle School position. That was my first administrative position of my career, and I've been there for 4 years. So I guess you add it up, it's about 8 years in education, and about half of that time being spent at Fort Recovery as the middle school principal.
Well, that's we only hear good things, so that's good. As far as that, what kind of, well, let's just go with what's going on. What's going on at Fort Recovery Middle School?
You know, a lot. You know, there's always a lot of things. You know, it seems the funny thing about working in a school is that, you know, you do relatively the same thing every year. I mean, you know, the kids come in, you get the rosters, you know, you get the classes scheduled. You know, you have a lot of the same events. You know, the seasons, sports seasons, the extracurricular seasons, you know, the band, fall, winter concert. I mean, it's kind of the same thing every year. So you think it'd be not as busy. You kind of get into a little bit of a pattern, but it always seems every year without fail that there's something new popping up, something different you got to deal with. So, you know, long story short, it's been going great. I mean, it's been a really, really great year so far. The staff and students have really been working hard. We got a really good group of middle school students that I'm really enjoying just being around. They're good kids. They work hard, you know, they just, it's been a really great year in a lot of different ways. And, you know, I haven't had a bad one yet, so this might be a little biased, but this is a really good year so far.
So you hadn't had to paddle anybody?
Not yet. Haven't dusted the paddle off and got it down out of storage.
You are lucky that Bob Stodler isn't in middle school.
But you use that paddle a little more often, huh?
I did get her once.
No, not yet. The kids have been really, really good. Cannot complain there at all.
So let me just, one of the things that a lot of people talk about is the state testing. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing in middle school, elementary school, that low?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the real kind of end of course test that they do in the spring that mm-hmm. I think, you know, everybody kind of knows about. There's a lot of different testing and things that go on throughout the year, but the big ones really start in third grade and go all the way up to high school students. Mm-hmm. The two main subjects that are tested, at least in some of the lower levels, are science at the fifth grade level mm-hmm. and science at the eighth grade level, and then math and reading language arts mm-hmm. at every level 3 through 8. And so those are really kind of the three main subjects from a tested standpoint mm-hmm. That we're responsible for getting students ready for at the end of every year. And they do different tests at the, you know, earlier for some of the elementary reading things, but mm-hmm. those are kind of the big ones that people are responsible for getting prepared for.
Yeah. Now, I know in the past, it seems like some of the state test things that they're pushing seem to be, I'm not sure inappropriate's the right thing, but frivolous or not pertinent to real life and things like that. Has that stuff gotten better, or am I just thinking that they're just angry parents that are mad because their kid didn't score well on the tests?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of hard a question to answer. I definitely think that the test,
especially you know, especially if it's really bad, you can't say it.
Well, I definitely think overall the push from, you know, not necessarily in the state of Ohio, but just in education in general, has to increase kind of the rigor and mm-hmm. what the students are required, you know, in terms of the expectations of what they need to know by the end of the year mm-hmm. From grade to grade has definitely gotten a lot harder and a lot more rigorous. And so that demand has kind of created, I think, a little bit of pushback because the test scores, you know, they kind of take a while to adjust to those increased standards or expectations. And so I definitely think that's where maybe a little bit of the frustration comes, even from a school teacher or an administrator. You know, they, if the bar is continually moving and getting higher or changing from year to year, I think it just gets a little frustrating because I think at the end of the day, people do want to know how they're doing. And I think one way of many different ways, you know, but one way to measure the success of a school district or a student school year is how they do on their tests. You know, I mean, there's one thing, you're there every day learning the subject material. Yeah. You know, you want some sort of validation or accountability for one way or the other. How are you doing? Are we learning it? Are we not learning it, et cetera? But I think when that target is continually moving and the changes keep coming, I think that's where a lot of the frustration comes. I don't know if it's so much the content, but more of just the continual change.
Yeah. And I know it seems like people around here feel like we have an outstanding school system. And sometimes our scores don't reflect that. But we know that our kids are successful. We have basically 100% graduation rate. Our kids are ready for life. Mm-hmm. And some of those Some of those scores don't seem to reflect that very well, which, like you say, can be frustrating. But you need to have some sort of guideline. The state has to figure out, are you doing a good job, or are you not?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's hundreds of school districts in the state. They need some sort of guideline, you know, for some sort of baseline information. But I think, you know, personally, there's education. There's a little bit more of a push to make it a little more holistic in its approach to measuring students. You know, test scores are just one thing that a school does. Like you said, there's a lot of different things that are going on that are very positive and very successful that don't necessarily get measured or maybe measured and distilled down to a number or a letter grade, things like that. Yeah. That school district are doing, especially at the middle school in Fort Recovery, you know, that don't show up on that we are doing good.
Yep. So I'm looking at some of the things you have here. The social and emotional and academic needs of the kids, kind of go over some of what those things are.
Well,
those numbers.
Yeah, that's kind of what
mean and all that kind of thing.
That's kind of what we were talking about with the test scores. You know, that is one way to measure the success of a school district. But I really think what we try to do in the middle school that our staff and me have really tried to push for these last couple of years is trying to find, you know, a different way to have a holistic approach to a middle school student in our building. And so we really kind of boil that down to two main buckets. And obviously one of those is an academic bucket. You know, are they learning the math and language standards and science standards and social studies standards that they need to learn? Are they prepared for the test that they're going to need to take, especially in the middle school, and how that might translate to their ability to get a high school diploma and pass the test that they need to up there? But also, I would argue on as equally important bucket would be kind of that social and emotional learning and kind of how that student is kind of developing as a person outside of maybe not the school, but maybe not so much with an academic focus. One of the ways that we really tried, and that's something that we've kind of made a push in these last, you know, 2 to 3 years in the middle school to really focus more on kind of that whole child learning. One of the ways we kind of measure that and that we've looked at, we've kind of have a school culture team in the middle school that's comprised of myself and the guidance counselor and a couple teachers. And we put together kind of a student survey based on our beliefs in middle school. Mm-hmm. We call it the Indian Way. And we kind of analyzed those three different main components and kind of broke down some questions and then gave that to students at the end of the year last year. And then also we just gave it prior to Christmas break. And so just to get a little feedback from some of the students of what they're seeing and to have a little bit more hard data, that's not necessarily test score data, but more survey numbers from the students and how they are experiencing middle school. What are they seeing? What's going well? What's not going well? And then kind of use that information as staff members or the principal to determine, you know, what may be some changes that we can make. What are we doing well? We need to keep doing. Etc. A couple of things I really wanted to highlight that I thought were good from the survey that we gave a few weeks ago was that 92% of the students said that they have an adult in the building that they can trust, which I think from a school, you know, a lot of those students look to, you know, their teachers for leadership or somebody to have a difficult conversation with or something that is not going very well in their life. If you can have an adult that you trust, and 92% of our students said that they do in the building, I thought that says a lot about our staff and the relationships that they build with those people.
Yeah, because that's I'm going to guess that there's a ton of schools that percentage is less than half of that.
Yeah. And, you know, and this is a survey to a bunch of, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids, you know, so take it with a little grain of salt in terms of its validity. But I thought that number really jumped off the paper. And you're right. I would be curious how many other schools would have that high of a number of somebody that they
can trust.
Around
here, that's probably correct because from what I... It's probably similar in most of the schools around here because I think that most of the schools in our area have very good teaching staff, and which means they care and the kids know they care. But you get in some of the bigger cities and sometimes those teachers are just doing a job to get some money, and it's not, they're not really doing anything except trying to teach out of a book, and the rest of it doesn't matter. So, and I hope that's not the case, but I have a feeling that that's a lot of. But even if it's like that in every school in the state, every school in the world, 92% where they have an adult they can trust, that's a big deal.
And I think it helps, you know, it helps in a lot of different ways in the school from students completing their homework and improving academics to better behavior in the hallways, or just, you know, students having somebody to help hold them accountable that they can trust, I think really goes a long way, especially for a middle school kid.
Yep. And I see there's 87% of them feel safe while they're at school.
Yeah, that was another one. I just kind of threw that one down. You know, almost 90% of the students feel safe while they were at school, which I think that encompasses a lot of different stuff from the middle school. I mean, that could be something as, you know, physically safe from harm, from some intruder or something like that. But also, you know, from a standpoint of the other students, are you feeling, you know, are you respected? Yeah. Are you respected by other kids? Are you respected by teachers? Do you feel safe when you're on the playground or at the lunch line, et cetera? So a lot of different ways to take it, but I thought that one really jumped out as a positive from our school.
Yep. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk some more with Tony. I have a couple of more things I definitely want to ask about, but we'll take a quick break. We'll take a breather and be back in just...
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. Now that the holidays are over, how about a change of pace? Tacos. We have everything you need at special prices through Thursday, January the 9th. Old El Paso taco kits, hard or soft shell, with the seasoning packet included for $3.29. 80% lean ground chuck for $3.49 a pound. Dole shredded lettuce, 8-ounce pack for $1.79. Roma tomatoes for $1.19 a pound. Always Save brand sour cream, 16-ounce tub for $1.29. 3-pound bag of yellow onions for $2.49. And in our deli, we have Old Country Store Black Forest ham and Big Eye Swiss cheese for $4.49 a pound. We also have boneless, skinless chicken breasts for $3.49 a pound. Stop in and check out these great prices on taco fixins, as well as other special prices on your favorite items throughout our store, now through Thursday, January the 9th. Wayne Street Market, where you can always count on great prices and great selection.
Project-based ag class at Fort Recovery High School is selling beautiful handmade Fort Recovery Indians cutting boards. These are created and designed by the students in the class. Isaac Hawk, Andy Hall, Ramsey Leverett, Alyssa O'Connor, Kaylin Overman, and Ronnie White. There will only be 100 of these made, and they're only $25 each. You can support our students and get yourself a beautiful collector's item. Just go to the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page to see the design and print out your order form, or just stop by the high school office. Please order yours by January 10th. Get one of these unique and useful handmade cutting boards built and designed by our project-based ag class. They're only $25, and you can download your order form from the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page or go to the high school office and fill it out there. Get yours today.
We're back with middle school principal Tony Stahl. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about the 87% of the students feel safe while they're at school. And you talked about, you know, whether it's physically this, that, or the other. Is there much bullying going on? Is that still a thing? Is that kind of...
You know, I definitely think it's a thing in any school that you're going in the country. And you know, to say that it doesn't happen at Fort Recovery Middle School would not be an accurate statement, because it definitely does. I definitely don't think it's a rampant problem with our students. I was talking earlier about how, you know, good a year we're having overall. And I really think our kids, you know, like I said, you know, almost 87, 90% of them feel safe while they're at school. You know, we do a lot of things from a social, emotional standpoint and kind of a culture building to hopefully teach these students how to respond in these kinds of situations. We've instituted a and like an anonymous reporting system that we have online. So students do see things or have a situation that makes them uncomfortable. They can report those. And it definitely gets used. I mean, it's not a lot in a school like Fort Recovery, but it definitely, you know, try to get out in front of as much of that stuff as we can.
I think I've seen that. Is there a name for that?
Yeah, it's a Stop It app.
Stop It app.
Yeah, yeah, we've got some links on our websites and things like that. So that is a helpful tool. I mean, among other things, I think one of the things that has really started to make the shift is more online issues, I think, is where we get a lot of our stuff with cell phones and things like that. And not so much going on at school, but things outside of school that students are sharing on different apps and text messaging and things like that. That definitely kind of then boils over or trickles into school. That creates some issues. Like I said, not a lot, but that's where I see kind of a little bit more of the shift from that, you know, bullying kind of going on, or at least creating issues.
But it's not like a huge deal where it's just out of control or anything like that.
I wouldn't say so. I mean, in terms of the daily discipline, you know, in my office, you know, we do not have a lot of cases like that.
Good, good, good. So that's because that's always been a thing, and you know, fortunately, there's a lot more focus on that now. A lot more people talking about that, and like you kind of mentioned, social media. There's a lot of that goes on because you can be kind of not face to face, not technically anonymous.
Well,
but you can kind of do it.
In my opinion, it really does two things. It gives you a certain degree of anonymity. You know what I mean? You're not face to face. They might not know exactly who's doing it. You can kind of hide. They have a lot of group chat kind of thing. So it gives you a certain degree of you know, anonymousness to it. And then the other thing I think it does is it's 24/7 access. And that's the other problem that I think it really creates with a lot of students, that we see some problems of just always being able to access that stuff is not necessarily a good thing all the time.
Yeah. So what kind of, let's say, new or kind of different kind of programs are there going on for kids to be involved in? Is there...
Yeah, a couple. I mean, you know, one of the things that really comes to my mind that we've done, we instituted last year. And so that was our first year last year. And then we continued it this year, and their season concluded in November, was our robotics team. We have a middle school robotics team that participates in, it's called the First Lego League. So it's sponsored by like Lego, the company, and then an organization called First. And they put together basically like robotics programming challenges that the students have to not necessarily, they have to build or design their own robot and then run it through specific tasks and courses that the program kind of gives you at the beginning of the season. And then all these other teams have to do the same thing. And then they time you and see how many tasks you can get accomplished in a certain amount of time. And you can win and move on. And so we compete in the Versailles Regional. Did not move on this year, but it was our second year. And so we did have one team last year to two teams this year. So the program's getting a little bit bigger.
That's good. And do the kids kind of volunteer to do that? Do the teachers say, hey, you might be good at this? Do they kind of get assigned to it?
Yep. It's volunteer. You know, it's like any other extracurricular club activity, thing like that. It happens outside of school, so they do practice in the evenings and things like that. So there's a little bit of a time commitment on their part. But yeah, they sign up. Our technology teacher, Mrs. Cindy Mormon, does a really good job of kind of recruiting those kids, and she puts together some videos for announcements. Like last year, we did a little bit of a highlight video that we put on announcements to get kids kind of excited to see what it was all about, because a lot of them don't know. It's still kind of new and don't necessarily know what it is. And so I think her efforts definitely did a really nice job, because we got more one team last year, two teams this year, and then Mr. Bob Heikamp was the coach, and he did a really nice job with it.
Oh, that's good. He's probably, I don't know what he knows about robotics, but I think he's going to be really good with kids.
Yes, yep, he did an excellent job.
He's a special kind of guy. He's a really good person. And I have to assume he probably knows a little bit about robotics.
He definitely knows a thing or two about robots.
But even if he doesn't, he's a really good person to have.
And a quick learner, for sure. He got it going, so.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How does it change at the top or at the principal? How does that affect your job?
What do you mean by that? Like in terms of my role from
exactly.
a teacher,
yeah.
like going from teacher to principal? I think one thing that's interesting about being a principal compared to a teacher, maybe not interesting, couple thoughts. Number one is it's you kind of lose a little bit of why, you know, you got into teaching because you really like a certain subject. And mine was history and political science. And, you know, you really liked, you know, reading those books and discussing that with kids. So you lose kind of that passion on that particular subject. And then the other thing is you do lose, you kind of take a step back from the day-to-day interaction with students. You know, you kind of have really good relationships with your students in your class when you're a teacher. When you're a principal, you got to have, you know, okay, good relationships with the entire school building. So it kind of just, you're a little bit removed from that. So that's one of the things I've found that I don't like as much. I think that's why I still coach a little bit,
yeah,
to kind of get that. But then the other thing is, you know, you kind of have one foot in your building with the day-to-day stuff that you're dealing with, whether it's student issues, you know, curriculum changes, you're observing teachers, et cetera. But then you also have the other foot kind of tied into the district level planning stuff. And, you know, like, for example, right now they're changing the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System next year. So right now we're, you know, kind of learning and training about that to roll that out next year. And that's more of a larger, you know, district-wide initiative. So kind of having a foot in both buildings, I think, definitely keeps it busy and maybe not tough to manage, but definitely a lot on your plate at times.
So I'm getting a bunch of text messages here.
Oh,
so
okay.
All right. So what aspect of principalship surprised you the most? The financial side, the supervision side, or evaluation side?
I'd say a little bit of all that really kind of blew me away in terms of how much you really need to know, you know, because, and how much you have to shift gears from period to period. You know, it could be a day, could be you have a teacher evaluation meeting first period, you have an angry parent, you know, the second period dealing with a student issue, the third period you have a meeting at the district level talking about, you know, planning for next year's schedule, and then lunchtime you got to suspend a kid for doing something and, you know, at recess, and then back to maybe another teacher evaluation, or maybe looking at your financial statements to plan a field trip, or, you know, just the sheer number of things that you have to kind of know a little bit about and shift gears quickly, I think is really, it took me a while to kind of figure that out. Still figuring it out.
So you've been in this role for, what, 4 years?
Yep, halfway through the fourth year.
So when you talk to other people in your position, other principals, what do they see at their school that you don't see, or vice versa, that you see? That I'm sure you're talking to them and you're seeing things. What's something that surprised you?
Yeah, we have regular monthly county principal meetings. So we all get together, and so that's kind of very helpful. A lot of it, really, I think the big thing is that we go and talk to other school principals, and it kind of confirms, you know, the same issues or problems that we're having, where I'm thinking like, holy smokes, are we just off the rails here, or what is going on? But then I go talk to co-auditor, man, you know, and they're dealing with the same thing. You know, they have the same questions I have. So that is really, I think, one of the biggest, you know, surprises to me, because I think in education, you kind of get locked in to your own world, your own school, your own classroom, your own building, and you kind of think that all your problems are, you know, unique to us, and oh my gosh, woe is me kind of thing. But then you go talk to other schools and like, okay, you're dealing with it. Well, how are you addressing it? Well, and then you can get a couple tips to kind of move on. So I think that's been one of the biggest eye-openers from those meetings.
So you can do a little brainstorming with other people and kind of steal ideas or hang your ideas off to somebody else that worked
for you. Yeah, it's, you know, kind of just to share that. You know, I stole some things from Esler over at Coldwater with some of his behavior, like positive behavior, PBIS stuff, in terms of our culture. And then the other thing we did with I was talking to Marion, and they do like an incentive program for some of their students. So I got some ideas for that. So it just kind of bouncing that stuff off of, because a lot of it's the same, but everybody kind of has their own spin on it. And I think that helps.
And the only other thing I got is that last Wednesday, or their Christmas show, is that he came up and made a donation, and I thought that was really cool.
Yep.
You know, he come all the way over here, and I just thought,
and it wouldn't have been real hard to mail it.
No, that's right, and it's just, it's the little things, and that's why I think the people for recovery love this guy.
Well, and I appreciate you guys doing that, because we were just talking about that off air a little bit, and that's pretty amazing. So, and thank you for you guys, what you do.
Yep. So let's take one more last break, and we'll come back. Rocker has a question.
Here we go.
So the question is only going to take 4 or 5 minutes to ask.
Not bad.
So we'll be back right after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 31st. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Marion Local. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Fort Recovery Education Scholarship Fund. Get to the Marion Local game early on January 31st and enjoy the Fort Recovery Education Association chili supper with all the fixins. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30.
We're back. Middle school principal Tony Stahl, and we've been talking to him about what's going on, and lots of good things going on, and things are looking pretty good, I'm guessing. And Rocker has a question for you, and we'll see what I don't have a clue what it is.
I was asked to ask you if Jill Ranley is your favorite employee.
I'm thinking there's some outside pressure going on here somehow, but I'm going to say yes, Jill Ranley, for sure. Number one FRMS employee.
Yes.
Of the That's pretty simple. That was the only question you had?
No, that wasn't it.
Oh. So you still have one more question?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, going back to the bullying thing, what is the, let's say, the is there punishment for a case that there was a case brought up? Is there a punishment level?
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of, you know, disciplinary and student code of conduct handbook, you know, situations kind of outlined in our handbook. There's not, you know, nothing that is like, if this happens, then this, you know, because a lot of it's, you know, depending on the situation, depending on the students, depending on how many times it's happened, depending on what happened. But we do have a bullying rubric from OAS that we use that kind of outlines, you know, different levels of offenses and what those punishments could include. Depending on the situation, but a lot of times it's gray. I mean, you know, you have to take in a lot of factors when deciding discipline. But yeah, we do have student code of conducts and handbooks that we usually follow.
And how do you explain, I mean, like when certain events come around, how do you explain that to young children as far as, let's say, the Iraqi thing and all the other events, the craziness that goes on in this world? How do you explain that to young children?
You know, I mean, it really kind of depends on the situation and the event. You know, if it's something that's, you know, like a 9/11 type situation, or some sort of, you know, major attack or something that's totally, you know, changing for the history of the United States, then I think you definitely have to address it. I mean, a lot of times, depending on, you know, how serious the event is, you know, you could have counselors available to talk to students. You could have teachers. We've prepared statements for teachers to read to students based on certain events, just to give them a little bit of an understanding of the situation and what exactly is going on. But also a little bit of it is just having conversations. You know, I don't think when a kid asks you a question in class that they're really interested about, you know, I would encourage a teacher to answer them honestly and to kind of go down that road a little bit, even if it is off subject for a second or two, you know, because I think if a student's truly interested in something or truly worried about something, to take that time and have an honest conversation with them about whatever it may be, it kind of goes a long way in earning that kid's, you know, interest and respect in your class.
That's all I got.
Okay. So, I guess.
Good answer.
Hmm?
That was a good question. That was a good answer.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I can't believe Rocker asked a good question.
Just call me the Mike Wallace of Fort Recovery.
Okay. No, Mike Wallace would make him cry. That was a nice good question. So so looking back, you're halfway through year number four.
Yep.
And you're Coach Melton just rolled in with some, is that Wicks?
Wicks pie.
Pecan pies? Hey. Are those pecan pies?
Peanut butter and pumpkin.
Ooh,
yummy, baby.
I don't want either one of those, but I'd. But where's my pecan pie?
Sorry.
I'll be okay. So we're sidetracked there with Coach Melton, but he'll be on Sports Talk in just a minute or two here. We're talking with middle school principal Tony Stahl, and found out a lot of good things going on. The robotics thing is going on. We have lots of good things happening in our school. Everything's going the right way, and let me look at these numbers again. But 92% of the students have an adult they can trust in the building, and 87% of the students feel safe when they're at school, which sounds like very good numbers to me. So that is awesome. Anything else you want to say in conclusion, Mr.
Nope.
Stahl?
Hey, I just want to say thanks for getting me on here anytime. You know, I'm always willing to talk about the school and highlight the good things we're doing. There's a lot going on, and yep. I appreciate the opportunity to let other people know about it. So thank you.
All righty. And so we had Rocker's top 10.
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll love this one.
Uh-oh.
And 30% of those kids believe that Jody should be dipped in chocolate.
Jody should be dipped in chocolate. I don't think that's true. That was that. You're going back to the Breakfast with Bill days.
Bring out the classics.
Yep. So we'll be going to our sports talk. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be listening to the, in between, we'll be listening to the Hall of Fame biographies for Dale Griesinger and Matt Reisner. They'll be inducted into our Hall of Fame a week from Saturday. And you get to hear that in between while we're switching seats here and going over to Sports Talk. Again, thanks for stopping, talking with us, Mr. Stahl and Rocker. Thanks for being there. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Sports Talk.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.